Welcome to Maseches Shabbos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 6, Mishnah Hey, Mishnah 5. The Mishnah speaks about, again, different items that a woman is permitted or prohibited to take out with her as she goes into a shosarab, into public property on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Yotza Isha, a woman may go out to a shosarab, into public property, Bechutei Sar, with strands of hair that she uses to braid her hair, whether they were her strands of hair that she cut off and then she uses them to braid, whether she got hair from her friend, or even if they are strands of hair that she took off of the tail of a horse or something like that. Because since a woman does not usually take them off of her hair, halacha is actually even if she goes to the mikvah, she doesn't have to loosen them because they are not as tight and the water does get underneath them. So therefore on Shabbos, it's permitted for her to wear them as she goes onto public property. Ubato tefes, it's permitted for a woman to wear a forehead plate, a decorative or ornamental forehead plate. Uba san butin, she's allowed also to wear ribbons that extend from her head to her cheeks, like we saw previously in Mishnah Aleph, bisman shein tvurin, as long as they are tied to some type of headdress that she's wearing. Bekavel, she's permitted to go out with a woolen cap that usually fits underneath her forehead ornament. With Pei Anachri, she's also allowed to wear a fake braid. However, L'chatzer, those are only permitted for her to do those in the chatzer, in the courtyard, but not into Rishus HaRab, not to public property. She may go out B'moch Sheba Azna, like with cotton or something that she puts in her ear, if let's say she has fluids draining, or B'moch Sheba Sandala. Similarly, if she had put some kind of insole or foot pad to give her foot greater comfort in her shoes, the law is it's permissible. B'moch Sheba Skinlanidasa, and she may use a moch that was made for her menstruation, and that would be like a tampon or some type of pad that she uses to catch any uncomfortable situations. Pipilpel, a woman may go outside with a pepper in her mouth. In those days, if a person had bad breath, this is pre-scope, so they would put some type of pepper in their mouth that gives off some type of aroma so that a person shouldn't smell the bad breath. Ubegargir melach, a woman may go out with a block of salt that she puts into her mouth if she has a toothache. That was common. Ubechol davar sheitei netoch piyah, or anything that she puts in her mouth, like ginger or something similar to that. Ubevad shelo titein lechatchila b'Shabbos. However, she's not allowed to use that initially on Shabbos because that's considered a refuah or healing. However, she could put it in her mouth and leave it there from before Shabbos and go out into a shosarab into public property. Vim nafal, and if let's say it falls out of her mouth on Shabbos, lo tachzer, it's prohibited for her to put it back in, as we just explained. Finally, the Mishnah says, Shein tosefes, which is a fake tooth, v'shein shelzav, or a fake golden tooth. Rebbe says it's permissible because we view it like another part of her. Chacham say it's prohibited because the gold tooth looks different. Her friends will poke fun of her and she'll feel bad if she'll take out the tooth and carry it or Mishus Rabim. And some people say that not that they'll make fun of her, they'll just be intrigued by the fact that she has a golden tooth and they'll want to see it and she'll take it out. And if she takes it out in public property in Mishus Rabim, that could be a problem, that could be an issue. And finally, one another explanation is an explanation of the Yerushalmi that says that we're scared that maybe the tooth will fall out. In those days, they weren't affixed so properly. And if it falls out, she may come to carry it. Regardless of what, we have a machlokes here between Rebbe, who says that it's permissible, and the Chacham that says it's prohibited. Wishing you a beautiful, amazing upcoming day.